We are already on the third Sunday of Easter. Today's gospel reading contains another famous scene of recognition of the risen Christ. It tells us about the encounter between the risen Christ and two of his disciples who were going to Emmaus. They were leaving Jerusalem discouraged because Jesus, their hope, he had been crucified. The disciples didn't recognize him because they thought he was still dead or in the tomb. They thought they had never seen Jesus again. The disciples regained their hope in Jesus but did not recognize that it was Jesus who spoke until he broke bread with them. It was then that he revealed himself. There are three important points regarding the gospel today. First, their eyes couldn't recognize him. Maybe they walked with their heads bowed as they wept and cried. They did not see or recognize Jesus who joined them in their journey. Sometimes we are like the two disciples in the gospel. We have eyes, but we can't see. We're spiritually blind, like the two disciples in the gospel. I quote from an unknown author. He says, "Eyes are useless when the mind is blind." Or it means eyes are useless when we are spiritually blind. The body lamp is the eye. So if the eye is healthy, you, the whole body, will be full of light. William Shakespeare once said, and I quote, "The eyes are the window to your soul." This means that it immediately reflects our emotions, our fears, and our deepest emotions. By looking into a person's eye, you can see their emotions and hidden attitudes and thoughts. Studies in psychology show that the human baby responds directly to the visual contact of the parents. First point, their eyes couldn't recognize him. Second point, Jesus opened their eyes and hearts. It was only then that they recognized the risen Christ. From spiritual blindness to light, from darkness to light. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. Change of hearts and minds means conversion. Jesus said to them, "These are the words I spoke to you while I was still with you." This scene of recognition is the highlight of today's gospel. Second point, Jesus opened their eyes and hearts. And the last point, they recognized Christ through the breaking of the bread. The Holy Eucharist is the real presence of Christ. They remembered what happened during the Last Supper. Christ instituted the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist and the Holy Orders at the Last Supper. The night before he died, the apostles were present, and while they were at supper, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body." And taking a cup, he gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "All of you drink of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is being shed for many and to the forgiveness of sins." Third point, they recognize Christ through the breaking of the bread. May this Easter season be a moment of recognition for us. This will only happen if we allow the risen Lord to open our eyes and our hearts, as what he did to the two disciples. Open our eyes today to recognize our brothers and sisters, and of course, our hearts to love them, so that we love each other and serve each other. And for our conclusion, I like a prayer of compassion from Mother Teresa. How to open our eyes, our minds, and our hearts. Lord, open our eyes for us to see you in our brothers and sisters. Lord, open our ears so that we may hear the cries of the hungry, the cold, the frightened, the oppressed. Lord, open our hearts so that we may love each other as you loved us.